Chapter 7. Beowulf's End. The wound that the dragon had given Beowulf began to burn and swell. The dragon's poison had entered it. Beowulf knew that he was dying. He rested on a stone by the dragon's pile of treasure. With care, Wiglaf removed his lord's helmet and brought him water. Beowulf told him, "I would gladly have given my armor to my son had God granted me one. I have ruled my people 50 years, and no king has dared attack them. I have fought for justice, and no friend has lost his life through me. Though I am sick with serious wounds, I have comfort in this. Now go quickly, my dear Wiglaf. Show me the ancient wealth that I have won for my people. Show me the gold and brilliant stones. Then I may give up my life." Quickly, Wiglaf went to the pile as his lord had asked. On every side he saw gold, jewels, and other fine treasures. There were helmets, armbands, and a beautiful banner, all shining with light. The banner was so bright that Wiglaf could see all the dragon's treasures about him. He filled his arms full of gold cups and jewels. He also took the brilliant banner. Wiglaf hurried to return with his prizes. He wondered, with pain, if he would find his king still alive. He carried his treasures to the old king and laid them on the ground. Then he gave some more water to Beowulf. "I thank God," said the dying king, "that I have had the chance to win this treasure for my people. Now they will have all that they need. However, I cannot be here any longer. Tell my men to make a hill on a rocky edge looking over the sea. Place my remains there. In time to come, men shall call it Beowulf's tomb. It shall stand tall to guide sailors over the stormy seas." The brave king took from his neck his gold collar. Then he took his helmet and his crown from his head and gave them to his true knight, Wiglaf. "Chance has swept all my family away," said he, "and now I must follow them. You, Wiglaf, will be a great king. You have proven yourself to be strong and worthy." Those were his last words, as his soul left to join the company of the virtuous. Of all kings in the world, Beowulf was, said his men, the most noble to his knights and the most honored.